Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
A breath of fresh air. The Doug Steffen Good Day.
Indeed, sir.
Program 53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. And joining Jennifer and Kenny and I is Richard Schemmel, who is a former BuzzFeed contributor and our technical media observer for this day. So I think it would be appropriate, Richard, for us to sort of go back to last week's CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and talk about what really is new, what really is going to affect people, what of all of those things seems to be something or maybe a couple of things that will really take hold in your opinion. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugging first baseman nearly won the Triple Crown in 1994 and was named the NL MVP. He ranks as the Astros' all-time leader in home runs and RBIs.
Look out. I think he's jacked one. Has he ever? How about it?
So where is Jeff Bagwell now? Jeff became the Astros' hitting coach in 2010 and turned the offense around. Jeff was offered a 2-year extension, but he turned it down. And the following year, he came up short for the Hall of Fame, his wife filed for divorce, and he was identified as the other man in the assault trial of a Houston surgeon. Jeff, meet your new cellmate, Lenny Dykstra. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, backstab. Use your deadly skills in your quest for justice and revenge. Exciting 3D adventure game. Backstab. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, so Richard Schemmel is here on Good Day in our Tech Talk time. What, for you, Richard, what came out of CES that seemed more significant? I'm talking about you before we get the overall view. You, and with your background expertise, what were you most, I suppose we could say, phased by? What seemed to interest you most?
What I saw a lot of this year were phonographs, whether they were self-contained phonographs with speakers or turntables, because I guess there's a resurgence of vinyl.
What's old is new again.
You got it.
We can't invent anything else. We've gone beyond the beyond, so now let's go back to the old stuff. It's kind of like making movies. We can't find any good themes for good new movies, so let's remake the old ones. That's what this sort of reminds me of. What else besides phonographs come from that category, you think, Richard?
I also saw boomboxes come back. You're seeing a lot of boomboxes with lights, with strobe lights, with colored lights. You know, whether it'll survive, who knows? You know, they're calling them tailgate boxes. They're the size of musical amplifiers that you can roll around, and it's just unbelievable. I saw a new type of drones. Parrot came out with a drone that doesn't have blades. It looks more like a stealth jet.
Really?
Connected home. You're going to see a lot of you're going to hear a term, Internet of Things, IoT. That talks about the connected home, where appliances are connected to an app on your phone. That you're going to be able to control personal health products, wearables, whether it's a band that does your blood pressure while you're walking, or a jacket, or just a unbelievable amount of wearables. The thing people have to remember about CES is about 80% of the products shown never hit the market.
Never get the market, no, right. Well, yeah, one of them that was prominent a few years ago, the Fitbit, is in the idea behind it, or is it the manufacturer who is involved in a lawsuit because they don't really work?
They're alleging that it's giving inaccurate readings. Okay, now in my opinion, most of these wearables or health items, the reading's not going to be like if you go to a doctor's office.
No, for God's sake, what do you expect from it? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What I found interesting is that Edward Snowden appeared there for a brief period of time.
Right, Edward Snowden appeared via satellite in, at a booth that had these little robots that went around with video monitors rolling around.
Fascinating.
And, it's just unbelievable what they come up with, these designers and these research people.
Pretty good information. Thank you for that update, Richard. Richard Schemmel here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.